Just start with this. Did you hear about Pablo? They're the opening words of Bring Me Back Alive, a thought-provoking story about the suicide of a young man in his prime. The words spoken from one of his friends to another echo similar conversations being had throughout our society as a group of six companions battle to make sense of their loss. And this is a play, Bring Me Back Alive, which has been written by award-winning playwright Patricia McCann. And I'm delighted to have on the phone Sandra Adams, who's the administrator with the Ballymun Family Resource Centre, where they're going to be staging the play. So hello, Sandra, how are you?
Hello, I'm very well. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too. Now, just tell us about the play. This must have been a difficult play to write. It is so prevalent these days. It's dreadful, you know, that young people are taking their lives. And I suppose it does have to be covered. But I'd say it's a difficult topic to try to do on a play in a theatre.
It is, but I think when Patricia McCann wrote it, she wrote it with the intention of giving people hope. And that's something she's very keen for people to understand, that the play, while it addresses a very difficult subject and a subject that has probably touched the majority of people, that suicide, there can be a life for other people after suicide, and that we can continue, and that the work after a person has taken their life by suicide, we can look after each other, and hopefully we can prevent future suicides by being mindful and aware. So she wants to give people a sense of hope.
Right, very good. That's what it is, what's needed. I spoke to the manager of Pieta House in Santry there just on Thursday, and with The Darkness Into Light this weekend, and it's just such a difficult subject. We were talking about the aftermath, you know, the people that are left behind. Yeah. And this addresses that, these companions trying to deal with their loss, the friends of the guy who's... Yeah, yeah.
It does. It addresses the sense of shock and anger and bewilderment that people feel, and that not everyone will have the same response to a death by suicide. And it's only when we discuss that and talk about it that I suppose every reaction is normal, because it's your reaction, and that's, it's okay to feel anger or numbness, that there is no, I suppose, correct reaction to a shocking event like suicide. So when we talk about it, people understand that, and it's better for us to share our experiences rather than hiding those feelings and feeling like you just have to soldier on, that when we discuss, when we share, we are in a better place to move forward and to heal and to protect ourselves.
Yes. And when is the play actually running?
The play, we have, the show is on in the Ballymun Child and Family Resource Centre this Thursday night, the 16th of May. It's at 8 p.m. And it's a free event, but you do need a ticket. So we do need people to get in contact with us in order to reserve a ticket for the show.
Right. So how do they do that? How do they get in touch with you to reserve?
They can call us on 01-852-7183. That's 01-852-7183. They can go onto our website if they need to get those contact details. It's ballymunfrc.org. So you can contact us through the website. But it is important that people reserve a ticket, because it's proving to be a popular performance. So we hope that we'll have a full house. After the show, we have a lady called Jackie Fox addressing the audience. Jackie's daughter, Nicole, took her life by suicide in January 2018. And Jackie is an advocate for what is known as Coco's Law. And she is trying to have introduced into legislation that online bullying or harassment will become an offence under the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act. And Jackie has done tremendous work bringing the bullying or harassment via social media to the attention of the general public, and she's going to address the audience after the play.
That's fantastic. Yes, that's definitely a thing that needs to be brought in. I've said it before. I can't understand that there isn't legislation to stop this trolling and this bullying online. Mm-hmm. It's really, you know, these people are just cowards, you know, behind these screens, and then they don't see the devastation. And actually, I was speaking to Linda on Thursday, as I said, and from Pieta House, and we spoke about the different people who are affected. And I suppose the bullies, they end up being affected in some way. They can't not be affected when somebody that they've bullied has taken their own life.
Well, one would hope that. I think people don't always understand the connection between their actions online and then real life consequences. And I think we always have to come back to, while it would be great to live in a world where bullying doesn't exist and where we could educate people not to bully, the focus has to remain on the person who has been victimized and the person who has been bullied. And so until we live in a society where bullying doesn't happen, you know, we have to remain very focused on supporting the person who has been on the receiving end and doing everything in our power to ensure that it doesn't happen. And I think Coco's Law, when hopefully it is introduced and it looks like it's getting there, that will send out a very clear signal that your actions online, on any type of social media, they have an effect, and you must own and be responsible for that effect, and you will now be responsible for that. You will be held accountable, and that's a very important message to send out to people, that what they do is not victimless. And I think it's only until there is a law in place, and maybe the first prosecution will bring that home very, very clearly, that if you troll somebody, if you constantly harass or belittle somebody online, that is totally unacceptable, and you wouldn't be allowed to do it in a school or in a workplace. You wouldn't be allowed to walk up to a stranger in a supermarket and have a go at them without there being some consequences. And it's no different just because it's in a digital world.
Definitely, yes. There should be a zero tolerance for it. Now, have you any plans to take the play then on tour, or?
Well, we're not the producers of the show, but I know that Patricia is open to other organisations approaching her and the show going out on the road. I mean, it has been to Cork. It has played in community centres besides ours. We're getting support from Dublin City Council, who are contributing to the cost of bringing the show in, and we would like to acknowledge their support because we couldn't do it without them. So, you know, if anybody is interested in taking the show, they can get in touch with me at Ballymun Child and Family Resource Centre, and I can pass them on to Patricia and the producers. It's a show that probably should be seen by every teenager, every adult. It could go into schools, it could go into community centres. It's a difficult subject, but not one that we mustn't shy away from it. We must talk about it.
Definitely, yes, it is a difficult topic, but as you say, we can't shy away from it. We need to tackle mm-hmm. it head on. And so children, is this just for 16s and up? Or can younger children go?
Yes, it's not recommended mm-hmm. for young people under the age of 16. So there is an age limit on it. So 16 plus. The show runs for about an hour and 25 minutes, 85 minutes. So it's not a long piece. So yes, if you are interested in coming and you would like to bring younger people with you, we would ask that they are 16 or older.
Right, okay. So give a shout out then for the numbers and how they book their tickets, just again there.
Sure. So if you want a ticket for the show this Thursday, the 16th of May in Ballymun at 8 p.m, you can call us on 01-852-7183. That's 01-852-7183. And if you prefer to contact us by email, if you go onto our website, ballymunfrc.org. You can get all of our contact details there for our reception.
Excellent. Thank you, Sandra. And I wish yourself and Patricia all the best with this play, because it definitely needs to be out there to help people to see the effects, and also to help them to get over it, how they deal with it,
how to live afterwards. So we really appreciate Near FM's interest, and thanks so much for having us on.
Not at all. Anytime. And we'll try to put that up on our Facebook as well, and put up the details of how to get the tickets and register.
That's
with
great.
You.
We'd appreciate it.
Not at all, Sandra. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye bye.
Thank you. Take care.